Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Hancock. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting third. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Sushok. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Wheeler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesky. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first, with McDermott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Michaels fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Batts and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Kress moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Kress moves to third. Wheeler moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hancock takes first base on ball 4. Kress scores. Wheeler moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a pop-up towards first. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hitchcock moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Batts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wheeler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pesky for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wheeler for a passed ball. Doerr moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton pinch hits for Bill White. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hancock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sushok. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 2 in the game. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Batts moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hancock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. O'Brien scores. Batts moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Batts scores. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 2 in the game. Sushok takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wheeler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels scores. Metkovich moves to third. Sushok moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doerr. Metkovich scores. Sushok scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Marino Pirretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pirretti is hit by the pitch. Baker moves to second. Fred Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pirretti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michaels moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Metkovich takes first base on ball 4. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sushok strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McDermott hits a fly ball into left field. Sushok settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Wheeler moves to second. Herb Adams pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Tex Houston now pitching. Herb Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Wheeler moves to third. One out. Luke Appling pinch hits for Fred Hancock. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling now playing shortstop. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zarrilla is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by bats for a passed ball. Michaels moves to second. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sushok strikes out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to second. Don Wheeler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheeler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wheeler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Kress moves to second. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Billy Pierce pinch runs for Don Wheeler. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Pierce moves to second. George Yankowski pinch hits for Clyde Shawn. Walt Masterson now pitching. George Yankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Kress scores. Pierce moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 10-8, Red Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-5 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.